The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Are we mad at God? Not in a I don't like God kind of way, but in a I don't like what God is allowing type of way. And are we entitled to anything? Answers to these questions coming up.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's not even close to professional radio. In fact, when you define professional radio and you look it up in a dictionary, we are not there. That's how far away we are. It's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We don't have a sound yet for Mr. Restore. We don't have a sound yet, do we? We're going to work on that. But we want to give a big shout-out to Clint. Clint and I had some engagement today, and we are moving forward. Mr. Restore, going to be our newest sponsor. Mr. Restore, they do fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services all around the Irving and the Texas and the Grapevine area. Bottom line, free evaluations. They work with all insurance companies. They're from the BBB. They're A-plus rated, over 50 years of restoration experience, family-owned and operated, and they respond within 60 minutes. That's their guarantee. Call them at 877-631-7576. That's 877-631-7576. Pretty excited to have them on board. Talked to Clint today. Great believer in the Lord. He was telling me today his whole family, everything's getting back to normal because school is returning. So for those that do not understand or don't remember, if you remember, the greatest commercial ever done in the school year was the one by Staples. Do you remember the one by Staples long ago? Do you remember?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I mean, that is just like absolutely. When I remember I saw that, I thought, oh, yes, I agree. Anyway, Mr. Restore, MrRestore.com. You want to get in touch with them if you got any issues going on. All right, number two, we're going to talk about Jamie in the next segment. He's going to be in the studio tomorrow. I sent Nancy a note. I said, I'll see him on Thursday. See, this is what happens is your brain just starts to kind of mush it all together. You do the best you can. Keep in mind the prayer request hotline, which it's not a hotline, but it's a good way to think of it. If you go to davidspoonmedia.com, on the top of the page, there is a click. There's a button there that says prayers, praises, and comments. You can click there, put anything you want in there, and my wife and I and our team – wait, that's my wife and I and our team will pray and are going to be praying for the needs of anybody that's got anything going on. If you want to make it public, other people who see the site, we probably get about 6,000 visitors a month, which isn't bad. I mean, that's fine. But the bottom line is, and that's got nothing to do with the podcast because that's like at 240,000 or some weird bizarre number that I've never monetized and probably lost thousands and thousands of dollars for. Thank you. Anyway, if you go there and you put that info in, we stand by Romans 15:30. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. So you join a struggle by praying for the person. You do it financially, but you can also do it through prayer. It's genuine. It's real. It works. And we offer to do that for anybody who has that need. Again, davidspoonmedia.com. Okay. All right. One quick report on the weather. Yowza. That's my report. Is that a good report? That's a good weather report. Yowza. I was going to do a traffic report. You guys have never heard me do a traffic report here. In this studio, you cannot see the traffic, right? So in the studio I used to be in, we were on the ninth floor, and you could see the traffic all over the freeway and everything like that, so I can give reports. So I'm going to give you, though, the exact same style of report I gave back then, so you can feel the hominess of it all. On the road right now, there are trucks and there are cars. And that is your traffic report. Okay. Just making sure you're staying with us. That and yowzers. It's hot. Yowzers. It is hot. It's a little warm.
It's the kind of hot that burned down Cheryl's she shed.
Oh, my God. You know, my wife watches that commercial. She goes, okay, that's enough of the shed.
But she's getting a she or she shed.
I guess so. I'm just telling you. I got nothing. Let's go to this question that I asked right off the bat, and that is, are you ever mad at God? Not are you mad at God because you're talking about being mad at God as though you're an unbeliever, or that you're mad at God like I don't like God. Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, are you mad at God because you don't like what's being allowed in your life? That's a little bit of a different question, isn't it? Before we get there, we have to go to a couple of places that I need to make connections with you in. First, Jesus was talking to us about prayer. And when he was talking to us about prayer, what did he say? Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Not hallowed as in you're wide or hallowed as you're empty. Hallowed as in glory and honor and praise. It's funny that Jesus does two things in the beginning of the address on the Sermon on the Mount, teaching people to pray. One, he says, our Father, not my Father. Interesting. And two, he says, hallowed be your name. First thing that happens is praise goes unto the Lord. Now, this is not a new concept. For anybody, you are aware, most people are aware, and especially if you look even in Revelation, Jesus talking to the churches, after he identifies himself, he gives them their props first, right? You guys do this good, you do this, do this. Well, in a prayerful mode, praising God, acknowledging God, hallowed be thy name, giving glory and honor to God's name, declaring God righteous, that's the way everything starts in the kingdom of God. Romans 1:8, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because the news of your faith is being reported all over the world. I love that Paul says, first I thank my God. First, first, first. However, if you are like me and I have multiple faults, sometimes in your hallowed be your name approach, it's more compartmentalized than we're willing to say. So, for example, there is a substantial difference between saying to God, thank you, and being thankful. Did you hear that line? That's the line I got to repeat that you have to hear. There is a substantial difference between saying to God, thank you, and being thankful. Many believers trying to get in the right place will say thank you to God, but behind those words is the unspoken, why did you let this happen? whereas God is expecting from us, yes, he is, a thankfulness that goes throughout the whole process. It's not enough just to say thank you. When I had my bar mitzvah, don't you want to know these stories? And in my bar mitzvah, just so you can know, the house that we grew up in, not big by today's standards, but back then, one of the nicest neighborhoods in Michigan, on an acre lot with a pool and a tennis court, and we had a boat garage in the house. This tells you the size. So there was a garage to house boats, not to the side like in a shed, in the house, okay? Big house. We had our bar mitzvah there, and of course it snowed like 15 inches the weekend before the party. So what did my dad do? He was in construction. He hired all his guys, or he brought all his guys in, and they cleaned out the entire neighborhood. Then my dad, being the generous guy that he was, went to all the neighbors and tried to collect money. That's my dad. You just had to understand how that went. But the worst part was I got a killing. I mean, people gave checks. This is back. You know, keep in mind, this is 74. I got checks. I got gifts. We got all this stuff, right? What's the one thing I had to do? What is the one thing I had to do? If my brother's listening right now, he's repeating it. He's repeating what I had to do. You know what I had to do?
Right. Thank you, no.
That's it! That's it. Wonder Julie is on a roll today. I had to write thank you notes. It only took my mom about 3 months to get me to write thank you notes. Writing a thank you note is not being thankful. I cannot express this in deep enough terms that for the Christian, just saying thank you does not necessitate thankfulness. That example is a really good example, but even, you know, your weddings and all the different things you have, you know, now you can just text and mass group it and it doesn't matter. Back then, it wasn't like that. You had to actually write. You had to write their name out on a card. You had to write their address. You had to mail it. It was brutal. It was worth it because I was 13 years old. I must have had like $7,000 from that thing. So that was worth it. You know, and this is back, like I said, you know, 45 years ago, right? So it's like, well, it was worth it. But I wasn't thankful. I just wrote thank you cards. I just want to make sure you understand the substantial difference when you say thank you and there's nothing behind it. I'm not saying that happens every time, but it does happen because there's an obligation to say it. Keep in mind, though, that God knows what's not behind that. In other words, when you say thank you in your heart, you're going, well, not really. He knows that's what you're thinking. Okay? All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our break. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of stuff to do. And then we're going to cover where it goes from here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere. And everything
that keeps the hungry child. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2. On God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com. You might say, why? And the answer is, because that's my handle. There we go. I used to do that all the time. I like that stuff. Keep in mind, if you're a person that's sitting there saying, I don't get this, I don't understand the fullness of Christianity, sit down. Neither does anybody else. They don't understand the fullness. But here is an awesome, awesome truth. God loves you so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die for your sins. And if you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, ask him into your heart, simple prayer, Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit on me. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I ask you to be a part and be Lord and be the director of my life. And let me be a part of everything you're doing, so that I can be connected to you. If you pray a prayer like that, you will be born again. You will have a new life, and it will be awesome. It's not, nobody gets money for, who gets money for this? Nobody. You get to live forever in an eternity that's awesome. That's what you get. That's a pretty good deal right there. You say yes, and God says, I'll take care of you. Wow. That's like the ultimate deal. Anyhow, let's go into the next person that we do need to acknowledge, and that's our very own Jamie Blumenthal. Money, money, money. Jamie Blumenthal's lovely wife, Nancy. I invited Nancy to come along with Jamie to the interviews. I don't know that she'll do that, but there he's going to be in tomorrow. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, Noble Plans for Noble Purposes. That is what Jamie and Nancy are trying to get done for people. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's their website. RetireTheRightWay.com. By implication, you might be saying, does that mean there's a wrong way? The answer is yes. And you don't want to go down the wrong way. RetireTheRightWay.com. They're saying plan right, retire right. Retire the right way. If you get in touch with Jamie, you sit down and talk, he'll review your finances with you. He will not charge you a single penny. He won't. It's all confidential. Keeps it all that way. He'll meet with you for an hour, give you a copy of his book. He'll let you know where you're headed and what it looks like. And this way you can get a financial checkup. You know how we have Dr. B? This is your financial doctor, Dr. Checkup, right here. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287- 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. He will be in the studio tomorrow. Plus, if you ever like get all caught up like, Dave, you've got like these sponsors and it's impossible to keep track of all this stuff, just go to davidspoonmedia.com and look up our sponsors. The little our sponsors tag. They're all there. Okay? I got to put Mystery Store up there, so give me a day or two for that. All right? All right. All right? All right. All right. All right. I'm having fun today. I guess I'm not supposed to have fun on the hottest day so far. This has got to be the hottest day in Texas so far. So far.
I don't know. It's not over.
It's not over.
Yeah. We haven't reached the peak hotness quite yet.
When is that? Like, is that the end of August? Is that now? I mean, it used to be where it was June, July, August. Now it seems like
it depends.
More...
You know, we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's supposed to cool things down. We usually get a little bit of a lull, and then we'll have like the, what do they call it, the Indian summer. It comes back again.
Okay. It returns.
Yeah.
Who knows, though, right? I mean, it's kind of hard to tell all of them. I mean, they got to have an idea. They're going off of patterns. This is, somebody asked me, why in Texas isn't it hot? You know what I said, right? That's why they invented air conditioning. It's like, what? What's the problem? No difference. 105, 104. Difference? Eh. The 4 on my car, the 5 on my car, where the fan is. That's the difference. All right, let's go back to this. Complaining, trying to figure out, or not liking, or being mad at God is kind of what I'm going at. And not mad at God like you're mad at God like you, I don't like God. You're just not liking what he allows in your life because it's kind of irritating. You know you're supposed to be thankful. So instead of just being thankful, you'll say thank you. I do this quite a bit, so don't think I'm trying to say you're doing this. I'm not doing this. I do this. I'm in this. I'm not pointing one finger at you and three back at me. I'm talking to you while I'm looking in a mirror. How about that? That's the level we're talking about. But what does the scripture say? That's a key, right? What does the truth say? What does the word of God teach us? Ephesians 5, 18 through 20. Be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians 5, 18 through 20. Now, what will happen inevitably is somebody will read that scripture, and what is the first thing that somebody says? Well, that doesn't say be thankful for everything. Okay, so I'm going to do this again because English is a funny language. See Dick Run. Okay, that seems to be difficult for some people in the English concept, at least for politicians. Watch this. Ephesians 5, 18 through 20. Be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Dave, that's not everything. It's like, yeah, he's almost like you can't win, right? It's like, look, it says always, and then it says for everything. Well, by always, it doesn't mean, you know, always. Okay? And for everything, that doesn't mean all. That's every. Every and all are different. Okay? Giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an attitude of gratitude. Let's at least identify a couple of things that are superbly important. What you are not getting out of life, let's talk about that. You're not entitled. Let me help you out real quickly. There's no way in the world you can come back and say, well, the Word of God says this and the Word of God says this. Let me phrase this carefully so we don't misunderstand one another. You are not entitled to a single thing from God. You have been granted by God through his gifting all things, including the next breath that you and I take. If I cease to have a breath, that is God retracting the gift of life at that moment. If God decides your time is up, guess what? I don't care if you are the best lawyer in the world, time's up. entitlement from God does not exist. Well, no. I'm entitled to this. This is the promise, and this is the promise, and this is the promise. You have been given the promise to reflect Jesus Christ. He died on a cross. There you go. You will resurrect. That's not the point. The point is everybody wants to skip that part. Everybody wants to get to the part where Jesus already resurrected, is walking around, everything's great. They just want to skip all the crucifixion stuff. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Well, bully for you. That's awesome. However, you are not entitled to a thing. You know, they got the entire America. Well, people are entitled to this. People are entitled to this. People are entitled to this. No, you're not. God will never break his word. We stand by that and we believe in that. However, if God decided reboot on the whole thing, I want you to tell him no. You just go up to heaven and say no. I say you can't do that. Let me know how that goes for you. The point is, our attitude, our disposition should be one of thankfulness in all things, because we deserve nothing and are entitled to nothing. And in all things, we're supposed to give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Malachi 2:17, you have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you ask, how have we wearied him? When you say, everyone who does what is evil is good in God's sight, and he's pleased with them, or where is the God of justice? It's all called whining. And God's like, you're kind of irritating me. Well, what do you mean? It's kind of like kids irritating parents. You ever go through that process? Has your dog ever irritated you? Has your boyfriend or girlfriend ever irritated you? Has your husband or wife ever irritated you? Has the legal system ever irritated you? Has school ever irritated you? Has your job ever irritated? Has your boss ever irritated? Has your coworkers ever irritated you? That's what I'm talking about. And there are times where we can weary God with our, you know, yeah, thanks a lot, God. It's like, wait a minute. I gave you life. You're not entitled to anything. You know what? We should be thankful for every moment. But I'm supposed to have millions of dollars. That's what they tell me on television. Well, stop watching television. Read your Bible. Spend more time in the Word than having somebody tell you about the Word. How about that? That might work. But Dave, no, but Dave, nothing. You tell God he's wrong. Go ahead. Let me know how it goes. You've messed up my life, God. You know, people reject God, and then at the very end when things are going really bad, why did you let this happen? It's so funny. My mom said it best. There's not a lot of atheists in foxholes. Anyway, the bottom line is it goes like this. We are blessed that we have anything. And God has granted us many things. So let's have a real attitude of thankfulness. I'm going to show you from a time point of view how that really works in a second. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Back with trivia. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Got a message the other day. Thank you, sir. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Not so much going on there in the last couple of days. I've been trying to let everybody kind of chill out. My theory is let everybody take a break. I'm going to talk about John in just a second. But before we do you know what day it is today? Well, let's see. Do you know?
Left-Hander's Day.
You got it. Oh, you're the best. All right. Left-Hander's Day. Good job. There's some scriptural references to people with left hand, 700 soldiers in Judges 20 that could sling the sling, you know, a sling within a hair of, you know, they're really good, really sharp. One of the judges was left-handed. There's nothing more unique than that other than, because my brother's left-handed, I bat lefty, but I throw righty. And they say that's ambidextrous, but that's not correct. Ambidextrous means you can do both. I can't do both. I'm a mixture. In some regards, I guess I'm just a mutt. That's kind of what but that's okay. I don't mind. Here is the trivia question. We're going to line it up, and then we'll talk about John right after that and get into the rest of what we've been talking about. The trivia question, kind of an interesting one. It is something that I learned today. I've known it, but maybe never put it together the right way. What are the thorns that Jesus mentions in the parable of the sower? In Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, Jesus talks about the parable of the sower. And he talks about thorns. When he defines it, he gives definitions. There is, technically, in the three Gospels, there is four. But I'm open to whatever you're going to come up with as long as it's accurate to the scripture. What are the thorns that Jesus mentions in the parable of the sower? These are the things that choke out the word of God. See if you know that one, 972-445-0770. If you haven't noticed, some of our trivia questions have a little bit of an uptick, a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher, 972-445-0770. You can look it up in scripture. I just don't want you to Google it. That's not as fair. Okay, let's give our props over to John.
Big John. Big John.
John is the president of the Blessed Roofing Company. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com is their website. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. They do inspections that are free, whether you need a roof replacement, roof repairs. That doesn't matter. You just want them to come by, check it out, document it, see what's going on. They don't charge you. They're very convenient. They make it simple. And most of the time, they'll do work for people, and it will be a nothing out of pocket. But you got to find out. You got to get the inspection to make sure. I think what John said was really important the last time he was in the studio on Thursday. He said most people wait till it's way deeper, way tougher before they do an issue of having their roof checked. Like, you'll see water coming down the wall. You know, if you have a skylight in your house that you didn't put there, it's time for a roof inspection. How's that? If you have discovered a skylight in your home and it's not something you put in there, you may want to call John, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, and find out why there's a hole in your roof. Okay? That's what you want to do. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. That's a good one. If you have a hole in your roof, a skylight that you didn't put there, it might be time for a roof inspection. That's good right there. Okay, our trivia question, keeping it challenging. What are the thorns that Jesus is talking about when he mentions the parable of the sower? What do the thorns represent in the parable of the sower? Matthew 13, Mark 4, or Luke 8? There is actually two that are common in all three Gospels, so I'm kind of looking for that direction. Let's go back to what we've been talking about on the Thanksgiving element and discussing whether or not we have an entitlement to be mad at God, or whether we are mad at God not because of who he is, but because of what he allows, and we don't like the circumstance. In essence, we're saying we don't like how God is being God. In case you haven't thought that through, when you tell the Lord, I don't like the way this is, I don't like the way this is, can you deliver me? If not, I surrender. That's fine. Okay, that's okay, totally okay. There is zero wrong with that. But there is something wrong with, oh, I love you, you're great, everything you do is great, and I think what you're doing is great, but really in my heart I don't think that. That's wrong. Because it's a lack of trust in God. You're not trusting the quality of God. You're trusting that your assessment, or my assessment, is better. When it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, the not on your own understanding is the key. I'm like, well, if I did it, I would do it this way. Well, fortunately, you're not doing it. So that makes things better. Listen to this passage and listen to this challenge that I had when I came across this passage, and I would say it was the Holy Spirit who challenged me, or it was maybe just a good reflection, or whatever the case may be. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Each of the four living creatures had six wings. They were covered with eyes around and inside. Day and night they never stopped saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is coming. Here is a description of the Lord. A description in his activities. They were covered with eyes around inside. Day and night, they never stopped saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Do you know what that is saying to us as people? God always was, he always is, and always will be. Who was, who is, and who is coming. Who was, past, is, present, coming, future. God has always been, since God is an interlinear being, has always been God. And you think, well, who created God? God has always been. God created time for our benefit. Isn't it great when the finite thinks they can fully understand the infinite? That doesn't happen too often, does it? So the bottom line, and so we're in this little box, a 4x4 box, and God has no box, and we just don't understand. We are born, we live our life, and then we die. That's how we understand the concepts of time. God is beyond that and created time for our benefit. so that we could have some parameters. He didn't need any. And so God always was, always is, and always will be, who was, who is, and who is coming. Now, what that really says to us about complaining and not liking the way God does things is that we have no right to be bitter, no entitlement to be bitter in the past. We have no position of standing to tell God he did a bad job in the past, he's currently doing a bad job, or he will yet do a bad job. Since God is in control of what was, what is, and what will be, when we complain about the past, we're complaining about God who reigned in life in the past. We don't like how this, oh, I can't believe I met this person and this happened. Why did God allow this? This was all bad. That's bitterness. That's not the Lord's problem. That's your problem and my problem. Do you ever see the movie Three Amigos? Do you ever see Three Amigos? Do you remember that scene where they're all in there with the guy who owns the studio? And he goes, do you know what nada means? And then Chevy Chase goes, isn't that a light chicken gravy? And the guy goes, no, it's nothing. It's nada. No, that's how much standing you and I have about the right to complain about what has been. Nada. Not a light chicken gravy. You don't have a right to complain about it. You're not even entitled to. You shouldn't even have had a past. That's one of the toughest things to grasp. And then God is the God of the present, and he's the God of the future. And the future, by the way, is a better tomorrow, something better. That's what hope is all about, a better tomorrow. We're not entitled to sit there and say, well, the past was lousy. The current situation is not that great. The future is not looking any brighter. There's no thankfulness in there whatsoever. We need to be a thankful people. We need to be expressing our thankfulness, but we need to have that thankfulness deep inside. It's not a fake thing. It's believing that God really does have our best interests in mind. So now I'm going to lay down the gauntlet and lay down the challenge. Do you believe that God has your best interests in mind? Yes or no? And don't give me some politician's answer who can never say yes or no because then they're committed to yes or no. Do you believe God has your best interests in mind? Yes or no? If the answer is no, you don't know him very well. If the answer is yes, which it should be, then we need to be expressing that yes from the depth of our heart. You know, complaining does find other people to support it. I think that saying is misery loves company. So there's a identification with other people who are miserable. That's fantastic, but that doesn't get you anywhere except it irritates the Lord. Then what's worse is we irritate the Lord. Then we get mad at God again because he's not responding to us, even though we're irritating because we're complaining. It's like we don't have that standing. We need to let go of bitterness. We need to have a trusting and a confidence for the present and believe for a better tomorrow. Why? Because that's who God is. And that's how much he cares about you and me. We gotta lose the attitude and get it straight. Okay, come back. We're gonna look at a few more things and wind it up and get into the finalized on the trivia. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Hold on one second. Here in Texas. I need to go deeper. Here in Texas. Something like that. All right. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com. Don't forget our prayer request line, which is on the website. This segment brought to you by our very own Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's Melchiono. That's right. Boy, I'm really starting to sing that a lot, huh? 817-505-5541. You can remember 10 numbers. 817-505-5541. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Questions about real estate? You're trying to figure out whether you should invest, whether you should buy, whether you should sell, whether you should downgrade, whether you should upgrade, whether you should sideways. I don't know. I don't even know what the sideways thing is. Here's what I know. If you need to talk to somebody without any signing contracts, any obligation, just to know, to understand, you want to get in touch with Pamela. 817-505-5541. Or you can go to theblessedrealtycompany.com. That's theblessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, realtycompany.com. Or you can go to davidspoonmedia.com and click on our sponsor page. And then you can tell her, Heidi, howdy, and I heard you on the David Spoon Experience, and she'll love you for that. And then she'll give you the best she's got, because that's what she does. Love that. Love that. I better be invited to the wedding. That's all I can say. All right, let's do the trivia. I want to do the trivia again. I don't think we're – this is a tougher trivia question, but I want you to think about this. I don't care if you have to go in the Bible to find it, Matthew 13, Mark 4, or Luke 8, but what are the thorns that Jesus mentioned in the parable of the sower? Talked about four different kinds of people. He talked about those that hear the word and don't have any faith with it, don't process it, and then that gets snatched away. Talked about those that hear the word, receive it with joy. Woohoo! Receive it with joy. And then what happens is as soon as persecution comes up or trials or testing, boom, they're gone. Then the next group, he talks about the word of God comes in and they have thorns that take place with the growth of the seed. That's what I'm talking about. What are those thorns? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. You do not have to get them all. I have them all listed right here. But I know what they are. So if you have an idea, we'll see if you can figure it out. And we'll try and walk you through it. So we got somebody calling in. Sometimes you just got to go after it. So here we go. I'm moving my finger over to the board. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Jim up in Denton. Remember in Riches and the Cares of This World, there may be a couple others in there.
That's right. So great job on that one. So, yes, let's talk about it. So the wealth, riches, pleasures of this world, but the first thing Jesus says in each one is the worries. And the worries are what drain. We get so focused on the things that we're concentrating on, and we worry that it drains us. And it makes us, what Jesus said is, they never mature. That's the thing. It stifles the word of God because we're so focused on the things that create anxiety. What do you think?
Well, thank you for calling attention to that detail. That's great.
Awesome. Thank you, sir, for calling in.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Okay, God bless you. All right, I love it. I love it when we have people that know he was right. And he even said it. He said, well, there's probably a couple others. There's right. So it's really, it's worries, wealth and riches are kind of used simultaneously, depending on your Greek translation, whether you're using the 23rd Nestle or not. Pleasures and then desires for things, other things. There's that passage in Mark that says desire for other things kind of opens that door pretty wide. Good job by him. Excellent work. I love it when you guys know it because it makes people think, oh, yeah. And then the things that we worry about, that's a thorn. And I got a message for you. Thorns, not fun, right? Not fun. They take away from things, cause pain, right? Jesus had a crown of thorns. Oof. All right, so let's wrap up on this discussion on thankfulness because it's a tough discussion. I've never said it was going to be easy, and I didn't say I was doing this perfect, and I don't want you to get that idea. If I'm in a pastorate, I'm going to be maybe less vulnerable in order to be more specific and challenging. But this is a different kind of teaching situation. And in this teaching situation, I'm just going to tell you, I think this is absolutely the truth. I am working on this. There are some things in my life I do a really good job being thankful for. And then there's a couple of areas that seem to come round and round and round again. You know the old saying, God teach me patience. And then once you go through your first lesson, it's like, okay, don't teach me patience. I don't have the patience for it. So you lose that zing. Here's the key. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in every circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Again, to the people that are out there going, well, it doesn't mean every circumstance, Dave. I just want to say you're arguing against somebody being thankful to God, just so you can know. That's the argument. The argument is not to be thankful. That's a dumb argument. Don't do that. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in every circumstance. Well, it doesn't mean every circumstance. What does every mean? Well, not every circumstance. Okay, but it says it. But not everyone. But that's what it says. Give thanks in every circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You want God to give you a specific will, but you won't even do the general. That could be a problem. And you think, well, how is it possible that I could be giving thanks in all the circumstances? You know the passages. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And I've had people say to me, are you telling me that this death can bring about good? And the answer is yes. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't mean you don't grieve. It doesn't mean you don't cry. But death can bring about good things. You think, well, how's that possible? The death of Jesus Christ brought about your redemption. And a person who passes on, who's a believer, might be happier, is happier, essentially, just by being able to go to the Lord face to face. You understand that?
We have a lady with a question for you.
Okay, maybe I hope I can answer. Our time's tight, but let's give it the best we can. Hello, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Miss Gates again.
Hi, Miss Gates. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there, but I have a couple questions. Now, you've answered one because I found the passage.
Okay.
And I use a King James for the simple reason that it's easier for me. I speak Russian, so when I go to the concordance and I get the Hebrew for things, then I get a better sense of it, because even in English, it's English is a terrible language. But anyway, I wanted to ask you about this, and what I'm thinking is that in everything we can give thanks, for everything, that is a little different sequence, I think, because I've always understood that I can start every day, I can always think, no matter how rotten things are, or what just happened, or what's about to happen, that we know, sometimes we actually know, I can always find at least three things that I'm glad for and thankful for. And a lot of times when you have something on your mind and you don't understand why, it would be kind of hypocritical to say, well, I'm really thankful that I got robbed and beat up yesterday, Lord. You know,
right.
He knows better than that.
Exactly.
But we don't know why it happened.
Correct.
So leave that until after you find your things to thank him for, and he has had a chance to hear the gratitude of your heart, and you've had a chance to listen to your own heart, and then it's a little bit easier when you get through, when you get in the middle of your prayers, or maybe toward the end, or maybe an hour or two later, when you have said that and you've got the relationship right, then it's easier for you to hear to yourself and think through things yourself and remember who God is and that he has some purpose.
Yeah,
and he'll reveal it in his time. I've always told people, because to me it doesn't make sense to say, well, give thanks for everything. It's hypocritical, because you know that when something first happens, you got to deal with the shock first.
Yeah, here's what I'd love if we could talk about this tomorrow on the air. That would be just fantastic. But let me say this real quickly. Knowing you're going into a situation, you can be thankful ahead of time,
right,
knowing that it's going to be something that becomes good from the hand of God. That's so you can praise ahead of time, believing and trusting what will come, even if what you're facing seems to be so difficult. All right, I'm going to have to jet. Excellent call. I love it. Please, Miss Gates, call tomorrow, please, so we can talk about it. Folks, we're at the end of it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.